Yesterday, dozens of Republican members of Congress stormed the closed-door proceedings of the House impeachment inquiry at the U.S. Capitol. The standoff caused what some witnesses say was a five-hour delay before Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Laura Cooper could begin her testimony behind closed doors. GOP lawmakers argued the inquiry should be done publicly, but Democrats say initial interviews of the investigation must be done in private to prevent witnesses from coordinating testimony. Arizona Republican Representative Debbie Lesko was one of those who stormed the secure room in the Capitol.
Nancy Pelosi needs to have a fair process, a vote on the floor to actually authorize this impeachment inquiry.
And here to tell us more about what happened is Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent at NPR in Washington. Ron, good morning.
Good to be with you.
So what exactly happened yesterday? Like, were we expecting this to happen?
In a sense, yes, because the president has been urging his staunchest allies, his hardcore of supporters in the House, to do something to interrupt this proceeding, which goes forward, the impeachment inquiry. And that is a preliminary stage of an impeachment process that would then eventually go to the House Judiciary Committee and then on to the floor of the House. At this stage, the inquiry committee is acting as impeachment was foreseen to be done, as a kind of grand jury that would prepare charges, then those charges would be brought forward in public. But at this phase, they have the doors closed. Now, it's important to emphasize that about a quarter of all the Republicans in the House, that is well over 25 of the Republicans in the House, something closer to double that, have been inside these hearings. They're inside the closed doors. But, of course, there are some Republicans in the House who are not a member of one of the three committees conducting the inquiry. So they're not inside the closed door. And so it was a couple dozen of those Republicans who are staunch supporters of President Trump who reacted to his exhortations in tweets and elsewhere and said, all right, we're going to do something to interrupt this, to stop this. So they stormed the secret inquiry, if you will, chamber, which is something that is normally a secure area. It's a place where you have to give up your cell phone before you go in. They didn't do it. So they disrupted the hearing to barge in. And the witness was not allowed to testify. And for about 5 hours, they sort of held everything in suspension until they were eventually cleared from the room by the sergeant at arms and by their own need to be elsewhere. So it was a temporary interruption, and the witness did come forward, Laura Cooper, and she did testify, and things will go forward from here.
Was this exclusively about optics?
It was about optics. I think it was possibly done to please the president. He had demanded it. And of course, today he has praised it on Twitter and said, these are my guys and they're doing this for me and for fairness. And they also are calling more attention to their argument that there shouldn't be no portion of an impeachment process that is done behind closed doors, that it should all be done in the way that the eventual hearings before House Judiciary will be done, and they should all be done as an open floor process. We're going to get there in all likelihood unless everything changes and reverses and all of this evidence that's been piling up is suddenly ignorable. But when we get there, the public will see this and probably see more of it than the public really wants to see.
Does it seem like there's any chance that an event like what we saw yesterday will change the MO going forward, that some of these interviews, quote unquote, depositions will become public in the interim?
Oh, they will become public at some point. And I'm not talking about years from now. I'm talking about days, maybe weeks from now. And that is going to be the way things eventuate. But at this moment, there's a great deal of frustration and there's a great deal of tension and there's a great deal of pressure coming from the president. We've seen it on Twitter, but he's also making phone calls and doing everything that he can to try to forestall this process and where it seems to be going. And it is disadvantageous to the president to have parts of the testimony leaking out, to have prepared statements, but not cross-examination, released to the public so that we do know what the former ambassador and chargé d'affaires in Ukraine, Kiev, William Taylor, has had to say. We know what his perspective is on this. We know that he described exactly how the president had been pressuring the Ukraine president, that is, President Trump had been pressuring the Ukraine president to get these investigations of conspiracy theories going forward and to have a public acknowledgement. That's one of the things he really wanted, that the Ukrainians were investigating Joe Biden, that the Ukrainians were investigating Hunter Biden. Even though no evidence has come forward to suggest there was wrongdoing to investigate, that's what the president wanted, and he clearly believed that that would be useful.
All right. Certainly plenty more to keep our eyes on in the days and weeks to come. That is NPR's Ron Elving. Ron, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.